USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House is burning midnight oil, hammering out details of President Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package.
Legislation that saves lives and saves the livelihoods of the American people.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaking during a meeting of the Rules Committee. The bill passed a procedural hurdle by party lines, 219 to 210. A $15 an hour federal minimum wage is not expected to go through. The Senate parliamentarian ruled that such an increase could not be included in the bill under Senate rules. After U.S. airstrikes on two Iranian-backed militia groups in Syria, the Biden administration warns Iran against threatening U.S. troops in Iraq.
The president is sending an unambiguous message that he's going to act to protect Americans, and when threats are posed, he has the right to take an action.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A declassified CIA report concerning the murder of a U.S.-based journalist has been released. John Clements reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The report concerns the October 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The investigation reports the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the killing of Khashoggi, who had criticized many of his actions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to the media while aboard Air Force One.
Our intention is to recalibrate the relationship, and this would be a different relationship with the Saudi government. Of course, we want to end the war in Yemen. We want to ensure the humanitarian crisis is addressed. And the president and every member of our team is not going to hold back in voicing concern and taking action as needed about human rights abuses.
The State Department has announced a new policy allowing the U.S. to deny visas to people who harm, threaten, or spy on journalists on behalf of a foreign government. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A federal judge has approved a settlement in a privacy lawsuit against Facebook. U.S. District Judge James Donato approved a $650 million deal. Nearly 1.6 million Facebook users in Illinois submitted claims that Facebook allegedly used face tagging and other biometric data without their permission. If you qualify, now might be the time to apply for a loan from the Paycheck Protection Program. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
If you've been struggling to make ends meet while working for yourself or running a small business with relatively few workers, now might be the time to apply for a Paycheck Protection Loan. Unlike normal loans, the PPP loans can be forgiven if certain requirements are met. The PPP loans have been available since April of 2020. As far as how the program is going, Bill Lowe is the CEO of Texas Bram Bank. He tells USA Radio News.
Well, actually, it completely exceeded our expectations both the first time and the second time. We generated about 525 loans the first go-round for $60-odd million, and which was, for a little bank like ours, a pretty big sum. And then the second round, we've generated almost 300 loans, and we're approaching $40 million, which very much surprised me. Most of my compatriots in the industry feel the same, that it's completely exceeded their wildest expectations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.